Yeah, right back at you, man. It's Charlie Tango doing the absolute most as it pertains to African people domestically, socially, politically, and economically. Right now, man, I got an entrepreneur right here sitting up in KFC chopping it up. I want to ask him a few questions about how he feels about the police shootings, what's been going on, how you feel about black women, the whole nine. And I'm just going to let you give him a little synopsis of what he thinks the whole nine. I'm going to bring him in right now. He's going to tell you a little bit about himself and what he got going on.
Point target, I hope.
How you doing, man? My name is Roosevelt, man. Everybody know me as Roosevelt. I'm a rapper, you know what I'm saying, slash father, slash entrepreneur. I do a whole lot of things, man. But at the end of the day, it's a lot of brothers, man, out here in the world is just... they on other stuff, their mind frame ain't right. And, like, I want to see the world do better. But I feel like, man, in order for us to change, man, we got to be real as a whole. You know what I'm saying? We got to have respect. A lot of youth don't have respect, and that's because, you know, they growing up around the wrong people. The more role models we got, the more respect we'll have. But a lot of people growing up around the wrong people, and they're seeing the wrong things. But at the end of the day, all I need is somebody who gonna keep it 100, who's encouraging, well, it's giving me, you know, the outlooks. Cause I can take constructive criticism from anybody. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people can't. And that's what's wrong with them these days. They can't take constructive criticism. But a lot of dudes playing, you know what I'm saying? The devil trying to get on me, and I already know what my calling is. That's probably why it's so hard what I'm going through. God taking me through a test like he did Job in the Bible. He taking me through the test. You know what I'm saying? See if I'm going to fold or am I going to fall on my knees.
Okay, I got you. So let me ask you this question. Do you think with the rash of police shootings, do you think we need to do something different? Do you think it's the police or out there acting like rogue cops? Or do you think it's the system? Or do you think it's the people, man, who get shot that they need to improve what they're doing?
I ain't gonna lie to you. Honestly, I don't see no whole lot of situations. And I feel like this helps. On some accounts, it be the police. But on a lot of accounts, it be the individual, because they be flinching like they got guns. They be trying to run. They be trying to do anything to get away from prosecution. You know what I'm saying? Like the Bible say, if you do wrong to people in so many ways, it's telling you that you can't do authority wrong. You got to abide by authority. And if we're not breaking the law, if we're not doing stuff to make them shoot us, then a lot of times they won't. But a lot of times those dudes be flinching like they grabbing for stuff. And when them people kill them, their family be mad. But a lot of times it be on the individual.
So let me ask you this question. With the rash of mass shootings that we've had, and all of them have been taken with not a scratch on their body, and then the rash of shootings that we've had with black individuals who are unarmed, do you feel like that's a little bit skewed, or do you still feel, as a general rule of thumb, that the people who got shot deserve to get shot based on the movements that they made?
Now, I ain't gonna lie. I gotta keep it 100. That's the only way I can be. With the rash of shootings lately, man, it been them cops, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them coming out of there, man, with evil and bad intentions. Because we got a white president, they ain't got nothing to do with it. That still shouldn't, you know, allow them to get out here and break the law. A lot of them be breaking the law, and then they be stopping people for no reason. They shooting these brothers innocently because they can get away with it. But at the end of the day, I think it should be more persecution on the cops to teach them a lesson, because they're not getting taught a lesson. They're always justifying them killing people. They're always coming up with some type of excuse for what they did. When they shooting elderly people, they're not announcing who they are. And, you know, it's wrong, but at the end of the day, they're killing innocent people. And I feel like, as a whole, it's the system and the cops.
Okay. Let me ask you this question, man. With the job situation out there, is there a way that black folks can create more business? Do you think we need to do more on our part to educate the youth on the importance of having a business? Or is it the fact that the youth doesn't seem to have a sense of urgency to want to go out and work their way from the ground level up?
What I feel like when it comes to those job situations, it's either or. You can look at that either or. But I feel like right now it's not a lot of job situations. Yeah, true enough, we had a black president. He made a few miscues, and he also made a whole lot of good things happen. But at the end of the day, this country was already in a hole before the president got in there. And then, you know, all these wars, that's what's taking all the money. If they taking all the money, then we ain't gonna have no money to create jobs, for businesses to be able to create each other. Because they're using all the money for the wars, they're using all the money, you know, and all the things that's going on. So therefore, as a whole, you know what I'm saying? You got to look at, you know, the society. You got to look at the people who's dealing with these jobs, like the people who's over the White House. A lot of those people make rulings. See what I'm saying? So if those people get together and bring forth more jobs, like Amazon wanting to come here. But you know the reason why Amazon don't want to come here? It ain't the fact that they don't feel like their business can spread. It's the fact that all these killings going on and there's nothing being resolved. There's over 100 killings and ain't none of them been resolved. But the officers can ride around, get on their computers and laugh and kiki and be at gas stations hollering at women while people are here getting robbed, shot, and killed.
Wow, okay. So what do you think the remedy is to some of the issues in the community in terms of employment, in terms of police brutality, in terms of our interaction between black women and black men? Do you think all of that is tied in, or do you think they're all separate entities?
I think a lot of it's tied in because, you know, with the police, that's a union. A lot of people don't know that, but the police, that's a union. So they're going to stick up for one another, whether you're in the right or the wrong. By their rule, even if he in the wrong, they still got to stick up for him as though he's right. And I think that's crazy. I think the law should be made for everybody, not just for citizens and people out here that's hard working. I think it should be made toward the police, too. Just because you're the police shouldn't mean you have the right to break the law and then break the law and then force somebody to break the law. Like, the police will follow you just to see if you're going to do something wrong. I'll keep getting up on you to scare a lot of people. A lot of people get scared when they see that and might accidentally do something wrong. Now you're going to pull them over. See what I'm saying? But a lot of time they be trying to get those bonuses. A lot of time they be out there just harassing people for no reason. But if they get out there and do their job, get out there and post up like they're supposed to, like these schools, I think that they should have armed guards in all the schools. Because if you do that, ain't no fool gonna walk into school knowing that there's an armed guard, knowing that the schools are locked. They leave these schools unlocked, so that's making them liable. They're leaving it unarmed with nobody around there, no security. You ain't even got to put police. You can put security guards out there. Put somebody out there to make the students and people feel safe. And in the community, why don't you do like the sheriff Nat Glover did? Why don't you walk through the communities? Why don't you feel out the people like the real sheriff supposed to do? Walk through all the communities. Don't just walk through Springfield. Walk through all the communities. See what I'm saying? Walk through the community. Do your little sheriff walk. Go talk to the people. And then, you know, you'll have more results. Don't sit on the TV talking about 1-800-TIPS. That's not going to get anybody to help you. It don't make you a police if you want to see the community do right. What's going to make you the police is when you out here just snitching on people trying to get the money for nothing. Okay, I think it's wrong, but at the end of the day, if you call yourself a sheriff, then you're supposed to set examples for all the officers and the citizens. Show us that you can be the sheriff. Nat Glover did it. He walked through all the neighborhoods. He didn't just walk through one neighborhood. He walked through all of them. And that's why people respect him more than they respect these other people.
There you have it. I don't have no more to add. Until the next time, Black Fam, keep building. Anything that's not beneficial in your community, you put it out on the side of the street and you let the garbage man pick it up. Until next time, Charlie Tango doing the absolute most. Hotep. Yeah, right back at you, man. It's Charlie Tango doing the absolute most as it pertains to African people domestically, socially, politically, and economically. Right now, man, I got an entrepreneur right here sitting up in KFC chopping it up. I want to ask him a few questions about how he feels about the police shootings, what's been going on, how you feel about black women, the whole nine. And I'm just going to let you give him a little synopsis of what he thinks the whole nine. I'm going to bring him in right now. He's going to tell you a little bit about himself and what he got going on.
Point target, I hope.
How you doing, man? My name Roosevelt, man. Everybody know me as Roosevelt. I'm a rapper, you know what I'm saying, slash father, slash entrepreneur. I do a whole lot of things, man. But at the end of the day, it's a lot of brothers, man, out here in the world is just... they on other stuff, their mind frame ain't right. And, like, I want to see the world do better. But I feel like, man, on order for us to change, man, we got to be real as a whole. You know what I'm saying? We got to have respect. A lot of youth don't have respect, and that's because, you know, they growing up around the wrong people. The more role models we got, the more respect we'll have. But a lot of people growing up around the wrong people, and they're seeing the wrong things. But at the end of the day, all I need is somebody who gonna keep it 100, who's encouraging, well, it's giving me, you know, the outlooks. Cause I can take constructive criticism from anybody. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people can't. And that's what's wrong with them these days. They can't take constructive criticism. But a lot of dudes playing, you know what I'm saying? The devil trying to get on me, and I already know what my calling is. That's probably why it's so hard what I'm going through. God taking me through a test like he did Job in the Bible. He taking me through the test. You know what I'm saying? See if I'm going to fold or am I going to fall on my knees.
Okay, I got you. So let me ask you this question. Do you think with the rash of police shootings, do you think we need to do something different? Do you think it's the police or out there acting like rogue cops? Or do you think it's the system? Or do you think it's the people, man, who get shot that they need to improve what they're doing?
I ain't gonna lie to you. Honestly, I don't see no whole lot of situations, and I feel like this helps. On some accounts, it be the police. But on a lot of accounts, it be the individual, because they be flinching like they got guns, they be trying to run, they be trying to do anything to get away from prosecution. You know what I'm saying? Like the Bible say, if you do wrong to people in so many ways, it's telling you that you can't do authority wrong. You gotta abide by authority. And if we're not breaking the law, and we're not doing stuff to make them shoot us, a lot of times they won't. But a lot of times those dudes be flinching like they grabbing for stuff, and when them people kill them, their family be mad, but a lot of time it be on the individual.
So let me ask you this question. With the rash of mass shootings that we've had, and all of them have been taken with not a scratch on their body, and then the rash of shootings that we've had with black individuals who are unarmed, do you feel like that's a little bit skewed, or do you still feel, as a general rule of thumb, that the people who got shot deserve to get shot based on the movements that they made?
Now, I ain't gonna lie. I gotta keep it 100. That's the only way I can be. With the rash of shootings lately, man, it been them cops, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them coming out of there, man, with evil and bad intentions. Because we got a white president, they ain't got nothing to do with it. That still shouldn't, you know, allow them to get out here and break the law. A lot of them be breaking the law, and then they be stopping people for no reason. They shooting these brothers innocently because they can get away with it. But at the end of the day, I think it should be more persecution on the cops to teach them a lesson, because they're not getting taught a lesson. They're always justifying them killing people. They're always coming up with some type of excuse for what they did. When they're shooting elderly people, they're not announcing who they are. And, you know, it's wrong, but at the end of the day, they're killing innocent people. And I feel like, as a whole, it's the system and the cops.
Okay. Let me ask you this question, man. With the job situation out there, is there a way that black folks can create more business? Do you think we need to do more on our part to educate the youth on the importance of having a business? Or is it the fact that the youth doesn't seem to have a sense of urgency to want to go out and work their way from the ground level up?
What I feel like when it comes to those job situations, it's either or. You can look at that either or. But I feel like right now it's not a lot of job situations. Yeah, true enough, we had a black president. He made a few miscues, and he also made a whole lot of good things happen. But at the end of the day, this country was already in a hole before the president got in there. And then, you know, all these wars, that's what's taking all the money. If they taking all the money, then we ain't going to have no money to create jobs, for businesses to be able to create each other. Because they're using all the money for the wars, they're using all the money, you know, for all the things that's going on. So therefore, it's as a whole, you know what I'm saying, you got to look at, you know, the society. You got to look at the people who's dealing with these jobs, like the people who's over the White House. A lot of those people make rulings. See what I'm saying? So if those people get together and bring forth more jobs, like Amazon wanted to come here. But you know the reason why Amazon don't want to come here? It ain't the fact that they don't feel like their business can spread. It's the fact that all these killings going on and there's nothing being resolved. There's over 100 killings and ain't none of them been resolved. But the officers can ride around, get on their computers and laugh and kiki and be at gas stations hollering at women while people are here getting robbed, shot, and killed.
Wow, okay. So what do you think the remedy is to some of the issues in the community in terms of employment, in terms of police brutality, in terms of our interaction between black women and black men? Do you think all of that is tied in, or do you think they're all separate entities?
I think a lot of it's tied in, because, you know, with the police, that's a union. A lot of people don't know that, but the police, that's a union. So they're going to stick up for one another, whether he in the right or the wrong. By their rule, even if he in the wrong, they still got to stick up for him as though he's right. And I think that's crazy. I think the law should be made for everybody, not just for citizens and people out here that's hard working. I think it should be made toward the police too. Just because you're the police shouldn't mean you have the right to break the law and then force somebody to break the law. Like, the police will follow you just to see if you're going to do something wrong. I'll keep getting up on you to scare a lot of people. A lot of people get scared when they see that and might accidentally do something wrong. Now you're going to pull them over. See what I'm saying? But a lot of time they be trying to get those bonuses. A lot of time they be out there just harassing people for no reason. But if they get out there and do their job, get out there and post up like they're supposed to, like these schools. I think that they should have armed guards in all the schools, because if you do that, ain't no fool gonna walk into school knowing that there's an armed guard, knowing that the schools are locked. They leave these schools unlocked, so that's making them liable. They're leaving it unarmed with nobody around there, no security. You ain't even got to put police. You can put security guards out there. Put somebody out there to make the students and people feel safe. And in a community, why don't you do like the sheriff Nat Glover did? Why don't you walk through the communities? Why don't you feel out the people like the real sheriff supposed to do? Walk through all the communities. Don't just walk through Springfield. Walk through all the communities. See what I'm saying? Walk through the community. Do your little sheriff walk. Go talk to the people. And then, you know, you'll have more results. Don't sit on the TV talking about 1-800-TIPS. That's not going to get anybody to help you. It don't make you a police if you want to see the community do right. What's going to make you the police is when you out here just snitching on people trying to get the money for nothing. Okay, I think it's wrong, but at the end of the day, if you call yourself a sheriff, then you're supposed to set examples for all the officers and the citizens. Show us that you can be the sheriff. Nat Glover did it. He walked through all the neighborhoods. He didn't just walk through one neighborhood. He walked through all of them. And that's why people respect him more than they respect these other people.
There you have it. I don't have no more to add. Until the next time, Black fam, keep building. Anything that's not beneficial in your community, you put it out on the side of the street and you let the garbage man pick it up. Until next time, Charlie Tango doing the absolute most. Hotep. Back at you again, doing the absolute most. It's your boy Charlie Tango, all up in the mix as it pertains to African people domestically and internationally, as it pertains to something political, social, and economical. What I want to talk to you about today is, can Black folks get anything out of a quote-unquote diverse movement? In other words, can we link up and ally or collaborate with organizations and groups that are not Afrocentric and don't have Black folks initially their best interest in mind? Now, who I want to bring in is I want to bring in Dana, who's a friend of mine, who's going to give her little spiel as it pertains to what her opinion is. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I'm always open-minded as it pertains to getting what we need to get and using whatever resources and allying or aligning ourselves with whoever we can as it pertains to our issue. I'm about to bring her in right now. So here we go. Now, Dana, I want to ask you a question. The viewers want to hear you. They want to hear how you feel about a diverse movement, and can everybody else in that movement get something out of it that is beneficial to them?
I think, of course, they can do. As long as everybody collectively is on the same page and has an agenda, I think anything's possible.
So what does that look like? How would you, you know, create the parameters for doing that so everybody can be, can get something from it? Whether it's beneficial monetarily, whether it's something physical, whether it's ownership, whether it's policy, some form of legislation that is passed, what does that look like?
Collectively, you all have to get together and have an agenda of everything that is most important in what you're trying to achieve. Once you have all those guidelines set down, then you can sit back and then address each concern or each problem and figure out what to move forward on and what to hold back on. But collectively, everybody has to be on the same page.
If you were to get into a movement like that, who would you represent?
Probably women's rights, veterans' rights, something that has a substantial meaning to my own personal life.
So if you had a movement in which it required different organizations, for example, Black rights, issues with police brutality, people who need help financially, all of the issues that we have today in society, would you help them so they could meet whatever goal and objective they wanted to? And would you require for them to assist you as well to get and reach whatever goal you're trying to get attained to?
I guess what I would do, if we're all working together, is everybody needs to help everybody in order for something to move forward to be successful. So if you're not working collectively as a team with the same goals, it's never going to work. But as long as you can help each other, everybody at least has an opportunity to maybe have the outcome benefit everyone involved in whatever movement you're doing.
All right. I just want to be clear. We live in a capitalistic society that is predicated on controlling resources and gaining benefits. And in a race-based capitalistic society, everybody's in competition to acquire those benefits and acquire whatever resources that are beneficial for them and their children moving forward. I guess the question that I have is, for example, if you are in the African-American community and you live in a impoverished area, how does what you bring to the table benefit them and vice versa?
I'm kind of on the fence, or I don't really deal with the race particularly, but if I was in that position, I guess I would definitely not allow the negativity around the impoverished area that I'm at to affect my goals. I would seek out others probably in the same area to help push forward our movement, to rectify where I feel a lot of things need to be corrected that are imminent, as in health, as in safety, first.
As you can see, this is a very complicated issue. I think for people who are not necessarily black, not necessarily in those positions, it is hard for them to relate in terms of identifying what the real issue is. And at the end of the day, it's not to pick on anybody, it's not to make myself out to be a racist or anything like that, but I want to be clear. Anytime that you align yourself with somebody, and that's a classic example, you want to clearly define what your objective is going in, because if you do not, you will not get anything as it pertains to African people. Now, not picking on Dana or anything like that, but she was at a loss of words. She was clueless. And to a certain extent, she is disconnected, even though on the surface, she seems to care about everybody else. Now, in closing, I want to say this. I am a fan of aligning myself with people who can help. I am a fan of using strategy. But at the end of the day, too many times black folks, when they partner with people or when they get into a quote-unquote diverse movement, they end up with their pants around their ankles with a funny look on their face. And so I want us to understand that we live in a race-based society based on ownership, based on being able to access resources at the government level in terms of making everything possible that we can get. Now, that may be in the form of reparations. That may be in the form of restitutions. Does not matter. Need to put yourself in a position where you can become competitive with people who are trying to exploit you. And many of those people, man, claim to want to partner with us. So be smart about it in your approach. Okay? And until next time, if it ain't beneficial to you and your community, you can put that stuff on the side of the yard and let the trash man pick it up. Charlie Tango, baby, doing the absolute most. Until next time, I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.